The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Career just ended.
Well, you came in open.
Why? Because you laughed at Jennifer's joke?
No, because we're starting the hour with Dionne Warwick.
That's all right.
Not bad. 7 after the hour. Yes, it is the beginning of another hour of conversation here on the Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, my friend, Jennifer Horn, my friend, Rich McFadden, my friend, Kara Schillen, my friend. We're all friends here, and thus we laugh at each other's jokes. So, Jennifer...
Not because they're funny, just because we think it's polite.
This was good.
Yeah, right. Okay, go ahead, Jennifer. Funny. Help yourself.
So I just asked the guys here, I said, did you know that Darth Vader's wife is named Ella?
Get it?
Of course, I felt...
Elevator?
Elevator.
Yeah, thank
Get
you.
It? You see, those things tickle the living you-know-what out of me. They are.
Oh, you laugh too, Roberta.
Little things. Right, exactly.
Elevator,
right.
Get it?
Yeah,
get
yeah.
it?
All right, let's get to Jennifer Susan Klein and her story.
Incredible.
Jennifer Susan Klein bought $2,884 worth of designer clothing on one occasion. She spent another $2,900 the following day. She lives in Minnesota. She pocketed two refunds worth $5,501 at Macy's Mall of America store. What she did that is interesting, and I put that in quotation marks, is that she switched the tags and labels on all the clothing. Some of the clothing was old, dirty, worn out. Authorities say the switch made it impossible to identify the brand or the store where the item had been purchased. So somebody figured out there were 34 items altogether she was supposed to have returned, and for whatever the reason, the store got suspicious, and they had the police go into her home. They searched her home. And the reason that this is of note, maybe, I mean, the story itself about how much she stole, but this was the lady who won the Mrs. America title the first year that they did it. In the Macy's Mall of, at the Mall of America, 1988, she was on Shop NBC for a while. That's one of those. It's like a Home Shopping Network.
Yeah,
right?
It's a shopping. Shop it's NBC. NBC's shopping.
She was a host. And then now she's probably gonna not go to jail, maybe get a fine or something. But how do you? I guess I looked at that and I thought, how creative must she be, and how would you actually do something? I'd ask the advice of people who are better shoppers than I am. I wouldn't not much
this took place at Macy's, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's surprising, and Roberta, you'll agree with this, surprising that Macy's would take all that stuff back, because Nordstrom is the department store that has the policy and sort of the reputation that they will take anything back, no questions asked, even if it doesn't belong in their store.
You know, it's I've heard about these kinds of things happening for years. I mean, I remember 2 years ago, stores telling me that people will steal stuff and return it without receipts because we just have an open return policy. And they make it so they'll steal it from one Macy's and return it at another Macy's and walk out with $300
to the other.
And then also, where was I?
Well, generally they give you store credit. They don't give you cash.
They give you cash back
if you don't have the receipt.
Okay, so store credit or cash, whatever it is.
Store credit.
I was in the giant grocery store a couple of weeks ago grabbing some yogurt or whatever it was. Huge.
Okay.
Huge.
And and the cashier told me. A guy just walked out with a 12-pack. This is 6 o'clock in the morning. A guy just walked out with a 12-pack of beer. Didn't pay for it. And I said, hey, you're going to pay for that beer. And he looked at me and laughed and walked out. And I was like, wow, how often does that happen? She goes, all the time, and we're not allowed to do anything about it. Apparently, people walk into grocery stores and steal stuff every single day. And they just write it off. Because, a manager one time, she said a manager at one of my stores, last year, confronted somebody walking out with stolen stuff. He had a friend outside the store. They both beat him up. So now it's just store policy across the whole chain. Just let them take it.
We have a store by our office as well, and I was chatting with someone the other day. And they said the same thing, because I guess someone had just taken something and run, and it was very obvious. It wasn't even like they just meandered out. I mean, they took something and dashed.
Wow.
And they had someone go after them, and she goes, great, now I'm going to have to write this guy up. They know they're not supposed to run after this guy. So now the store employee gets in trouble for trying to do the right thing and chase some guy down.
She said they don't even run out. They look at me as they're walking out because they know we won't do anything.
That's really awful.
Every day.
Huh. Wow. All right, 13 at the hour. Doug Steffens,
you know,
Good Day
really
Program.
It's really easy to get one of those guns, you know, to put the little plastic tabs back on the clothing. So you can take the little plastic thing off and then just put the price tag back on something else. It's really easy to buy them. You can buy them on Amazon.
That'll work.
Wow.
What is he doing?
I'm sitting here. I'm having a conversation. You come in 10 seconds after I start the conversation, like I'm just getting to you. What do you got in your ear?
That's not my fault. It's the delay. It's not my fault.
There was a lady. I talked to a lady yesterday who is the sister of a friend of mine who went to the doctor yesterday because she had wax in her ears. And
what?
The doctor stuck a device in there with a hot water that he's got a piece of wax almost 4 inches long.
Oh, that's
out of her
so
ear.
Awesome.
Isn't that
Did
gross?
She save it? That's something I'd want to take home and show people.
Did you ever see the Mythbusters episode where they try to get enough earwax to make a candle to see if it would burn?
By the way, Richie, speaking of that, I have a challenge for you from Snopes. Coming up next, a story about your phone, and I'm going to prove to you that what is on the Internet is correct. All right, that's up next.
Well, you believe everything you read on the Internet, so I'm sure you will.
I don't necessarily. Not necessarily. This year, the hottest nutrition product is Super Beets. You're drinking it. I'm drinking it. Athletes are drinking it. Marathon runners for next week, the Boston Marathon. One of the big promotions, Richie, for the marathon next week is how many people from various countries, not only our country, are using Super Beets. So, if you are into the idea of fitness and you're into the idea of getting energy, then you need Super Beets. Super Beets. There are two ways of applying this to get the nitric oxide benefits from it. Opens up your veins and gets the blood to your brain, to your muscles, to all of the organs in your body. This is a terrific product that is, it's all natural. There's nothing in it that's going to do anything but help you. And that's really why this thing, in success terms, has shot through the roof. Eating well, no sugars, no crud in your diet. How do you like that for a technical medical term? If you're a coffee drinker, too, by the way, this is something to translate the Super Beets into the capsulated form. It's called Neo 40. You get that and take it in the morning early. It'll get your day started right away. You put it in your tongue, melts, has the same amount of Super Beets as a teaspoon, but it's granulated, so stick it in your tongue. It melts right away and is absorbed into your system. You get that instant jolt of energy that you would get from a monster drink, one of those caffeine drinks or coffee, and you don't have your system isn't going into buzz mode. It is just healthy. And by the way, both Neo 40 and Super Beets will bring your blood pressure down to where it needs to be and keep it there. That's one of the great, and if you already have good blood pressure, that's one of the great benefits of using Super Beets. So, nitrates, body converting them into nitric oxide, opens up your arteries, gets the circulation going. Heart specialists, including Dr. Ken Kronhaus, recommend this every single day to their patients. So how about you get on the bandwagon and enjoy the success that so many people are having by using this terrific product. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. I get an order now of, I think it's a 3-month order. You get an extra 30-day supply. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffens. You can order it online at DougLikesBeets.com if you'd like, or simply call 800 800-555-4183 to talk to an expert who will answer the phone on the other end. You'll get to have a conversation about how to really use this product properly. 800-655-4183 to take the doctor's advice and get better circulation with nitric oxide like all the athletes are. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Granger catalog and Granger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Granger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRANGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy. So mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Coming up to 19 past the hour on Good Day. If you are into tossing back a glass of wine, Jennifer,
yes,
you probably know the box wine is the smartest option, affordable, stays fresher longer, comes in some pretty good varieties, I guess. I don't know much about top-notch wine.
You know, it used to be that box wine was really like the terrible stuff. You know, the white Zinfandel in a box that was really sugary and sweet. Yeah. And so people would kind of turn their nose up on it. But now it's become a good way of preserving the wine, because what happens is if you open a bottle of wine, the air gets inside of it and it starts to taste funky after a few days. With box wine, you just kind of tap out what you want and the wine stays better longer. So
a lot of box wines.
Better wines have gone into boxes.
Yeah.
Australia started this about 50 years ago, but now, according to doctors, there's an influx of underage and binge drinking connected to box wine because of the low price point, and they want to implement a tax code to stop this imbibing. So the doctors over there, not only in Australia but in New Zealand as well, lobbying for a higher tax on box wine, arguing that in particular it's attractive to underage drinkers because it's inexpensive and comes in huge quantities. The drinking age is set at 18 down under, by the way, not what it is here. They already tax wine down there a lot based on the retail price, so they want to double the tax so it'll keep people from buying it. I suppose maybe I can understand why it might be a problem, but what happened to responsibility and education? Hello, 21 after the hour.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Austin Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Top five songs from this week in 2007, if you please. Subaru Playoff Rosé. Number five belongs to singer Rob Thomas. The song is called Street Corner Symphony. Who remembers this?
Yep. Definitely.
Yeah.
It's not the best known song. This guy from Matchbox.
Great song.
Isn't this Matchbox?
Yeah, Matchbox 20.
Matchbox.
Matchbox. Come on.
Matchbox.
You even tricked Rich.
I know. It was pretty good, huh? Woohoo! All right, so that's number five this week in 2007. Moving into the number four position. Four belongs to Rascal Flatts. What hurts the most? Song's called What Hurts the Most. It's so close. So close.
Big surprise. I like these guys.
This is, but not related to Flatts and Scruggs. Or Scruggs and Flatts, Flatts and Scruggs.
No.
Right? You don't even know who I'm talking about, right?
No.
No, okay. Does anybody know who? Wait a minute. Nobody here knows who Earl Flatt and Lester Scruggs were?
Beverly Hillbillies theme.
Well, yeah, but they were known for other. They were.
Early country music, right?
Yeah. Well, not necessarily early. 50s, 60s, 70s, they were around.
You just said 50s and 60s. That's early.
70s.
That's early.
I didn't say 1850.
It was bluegrass. A lot of bluegrass.
That's 40, 50, 60 years ago, just for the record.
Yeah, well, that's right. The classic country stations are playing a lot of that music now. Rich, you got any Flatts and Scruggs music there? You can find some. Yeah, he does.
It's against the law here. We can only play certain amounts of music in certain time.
We're having our staff meeting in a half hour. That'll be the number one
topic. I'm totally telling on you. As soon as the call starts, I'm going to say, Consultant W, guess what? Doug broke your rules.
The only one that I have is this one, Doug.
Yep. Yeah,
right.
That's a guitar and banjo. Flatts and Scruggs.
And that's Doug on the, the jug.
There I am. Doug and the jug.
It's usually me that plays the jug.
All right, let's keep going here. Thank you for letting me imbibe in that a little bit, Rich. Number three, this week in 2007, what a train wreck this is. John Mayer.
Love.
Try that again. Waiting for the World to Change. That's a good pop song. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, that's a good song. Waiting on the world to change.
If we had the power to bring
if we had the power.
Never miss a Christmas.
Never.
No more ribbons on the door. When you trust your television, what you get is what you got.
Good stuff. All right, number two is Snow Patrol. Chasing cars. I was absent this day.
I remember that.
Yeah,
I'm a snoozer. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a lousy song. What's number one? The Fray is number one. I don't know. Alright, so of all these five songs, Roberta, which one is your favorite?
I think the last one.
Wait, this one?
Yep.
She paid attention to she's trying to even know what to say.
No, she would be choosing John Mayer in a heartbeat. I know, Roberta. Right.
Why?
John Mayer would be your favorite song out of these five.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Oh, I like the last one.
All right, Jen, which is your favorite?
I would either pick this one, The Fray, or I would pick Rascal Flat.
All right. Richie? Yep.
Remind me what the first one was again, because I remember liking it.
Rob
it was, oh, it was Matchbook. Pretty it was corner. Matchbook 20, Matchbook, right?
Yeah. It's mud.
I like that, too. I love
it. Okay. There's a report today confirming digital music edging out CDs in terms of sales.
What are you talking about? You read the report from 10 years ago?
No, no. I'm looking at a report in today's Huffington Post.
Nobody buys CDs anymore.
Hey, listen. $20. How much does it cost to download the stream stuff? Pretty cheap, right?
Dollars off.
28 after on good day.
Geico applauds your inner park ranger. Mother Nature appreciates the part of you that knows the difference between the red-bellied and the three-toed woodpecker. Geico also has specialized agents who admire your gusto for the great outdoors. Agents who help with more than just car insurance. These Geico agents can insure the RV that will take you and the whole family cross-country. The RV that makes National Forest synonymous with Happy Place. So what are you waiting for? 180 types of woodpeckers are ready to be identified.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
Going on now at Guitar Center. Get a free gift card with the purchase of select guitars, keys, and drum kits. Grab the gear you need to make music and get up to a $40 gift card free with your purchase. Get a $30 gift card with select keyboard purchases over $2.99. Purchase a select acoustic or electric guitar over $3.99 and get a $40 gift card. Or get a $30 gift card with the purchase of select acoustic or electric drum kits. Come get your free gift card at Guitar Center's free with purchase event. Going on now, in-store and online.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief you can wear. Available at CVS.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the over...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Today is upon us, and it's the good day way to spend some time each day. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden with news from Texas today. The oldest death row inmate in Texas died of natural causes. He'd been waiting on death row for 38 years.
Whoa.
Jack Harry Smith died at the age of 78. He was sentenced when he was 40, convicted of killing a man in Houston during a robbery. He's always denied that he killed anybody. He was angry with the justice system. His failing health saw him placed in a medical unit a week or so ago. His accomplice, by the way, the guy who was convicted with him, was paroled in February 2004. So he stayed in jail at great cost to the public for probably no good reason other than a vengeance. So they had to have somebody who was guilty for it. So he's the guy. 38 years.
Speedy justice.
How come his accomplice got off?
Executed. He didn't. He got paroled.
Paroled.
But that's what I'm saying. How come his accomplice got paroled?
That's an excellent question.
Didn't.
Yeah, one was white and one was black.
One was the shooter and one was the driver.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
I'm thinking it's one was white and one was black.
They just had a guy here in Virginia that got 30 years and DNA evidence found out that he wasn't the one who did it.
Wasn't it?
A guy who knew he knew did it, and this guy got out and walked.
There you go. After Here's another story. This one, the Texas teacher arrested after being caught on film hitting a student. Her name is Mary Hastings. Film swiping papers off a student's desk, slapped the high schooler around 5-6 times, put on leave by the high school. Then she was arrested for a misdemeanor count, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The account was posted on YouTube last week. There's another story also that was posted on YouTube. This one from San Antonio, Texas, where the first time the 63-year-old teacher was junior in high school. Here is a 12-year-old girl who was slammed to the ground by a teacher. in an unwarranted situation. So the officials at the school, and again, remember, all these things are on YouTube because all of them are caught on film. It makes no difference whether you're in high school. Here's a 12-year-old girl that was filmed. Janessa Valdez was her name. Joshua Clem is the officer, the school, what do they call them when they're school officers?
Resource officer,
yeah. And the school district fired him, claiming his actions were inconsistent with appropriate action for this. I don't even know what that kid was doing, but you don't slap him around and throw him into the mud. I mean, what kind of moron does stuff like that? Am I being too harsh on the guy? I don't think.
You know what? He should never have to manhandle a kid like that. But what these videos never show is what happened
beforehand.
The 5 minutes before,
exactly.
The 10 minutes before.
Yeah. Yep.
They never
yep.
show that. It only yep. shows the cop or the person manhandling.
The reaction.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Let's see here. The top court in New York ruled parents can now legally eavesdrop on their children. All right, Richie, this is all fair and square. Well, if you don't live in New York, this may not affect you. The parents are allowed to do it as long as they reasonably believe it'll be in the child's best interest. What the heck does that mean?
You know what? Get out of my business. I can do whatever I want
right.
when it comes to checking my kids' information and making sure that they're safe. Sit down, shut up, and beat it.
Right. Thank you. The judge cautioned that courts must consider the age and maturity of the child in considering parental eavesdropping. What? You're under the roof in my house. This is my house. If I want to listen to your phone calls, basically, thank you. Screw you.
It's my phone.
It's my phone.
It's in my name. And until you're 18, if I think that there's somebody
nuts.
Trying to do you harm, I want to protect you.
Nuts. People are nuts. Jennifer.
Dougie.
Did you hear the story? This is what I think happened. Late last week when you were, when did you come back? It was late last week, wasn't it?
No, I was back all last week. I was just not here on Friday.
Oh, all right. Well, it was the other way around.
How quickly we forget.
This car, this convertible that went down Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah. I was doing donuts, and it was like a professional driver that was
right.
behind the
guys
wheel.
Guys in the Mustang last week.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So nuts. Did you see that, Chase? I mean,
Jennifer
the guy was
saw
like,
that or not.
Yeah, oh, he was going bananas.
Two guys stole a car and ran from the police, and they were doing all kinds of fun stuff if you didn't see it.
A painting found in the attic of a house in southwest France, Pierre, has been identified as the work of Italian master Caravaggio. French experts hailed the discovery yesterday as one of the greatest recent events in the history of art. The work depicts biblical heroine Judith beheading an Assyrian general found by the owners of a house near Toulouse as they
investigated. It's really pleasant.
A leak
I've seen
in the
painting.
Roof.
It's really pleasant.
Yeah, no, it's not. But it's worth $137 million, Roberta.
$7 million for a beheading picture. American, no doubt. Stupid American by the beheading picture.
I'm not sure whether it was an American or not. The painting was done in Rome somewhere between 1604, 1605, somewhere in there. The guy's real name is Michelangelo Merisi, but he was known as Caravaggio. At very good condition, and thus it's worth $137 million. The owners had no idea what they had until they didn't know it was up. It was in the house when they bought the house. And so they were up there checking the leak in the roof with a fellow who's going to fix it, and they saw this painting underneath a cloth and said, what's going on here? And so they took it to be appraised, and the appraiser, this is not antique roadshow stuff either. This is big time stuff. Can you imagine? Wow. Finding something like that in your house for $137 million.
What if the appraiser said it was worthless? $10. I'll give you $10 for it.
Yeah. Taking it.
I'm sure that happens all the time.
I took a rug to an appraiser yesterday. A rug. Remember I told you the story about that rug I bought in Morocco? When I was over there,
ripped off on it?
Right, yeah. I paid $1,200 for it. It's been in the hallway in my house for the 38 years, because I didn't get it that long ago. But it's been there a long time. It was supposed to be this fantastic Persian rug. I paid what I paid twice
some
as much.
Some street side market in Egypt.
Yeah, right. No, yeah. It was in Morocco.
Morocco, okay.
And I paid, I don't know, Megan told me it was too much, and I had it appraised for half of what I paid for it. And I brought it to the appraiser yesterday. He says it's not worth anything because I've walked on it, and it's worn out. I thought that was the beauty of rugs that come from the Middle East. Isn't that it? They're supposed to be better, made better.
Yes,
last
my
longer.
Wife has
yeah,
several.
Are those the rugs? Is that rug in the Santa Monica house?
No. That rug is in the house in Framingham.
Oh, okay.
Or was in the other house. Doesn't fit in this house.
My wife has several rugs worth.
Are you wait a minute? Hold on, just
my
thing.
Rugs come from.
Are you wait a minute? Hold on.
And the pugs
are
going to
take a shot
at them all day.
You stayed at my house free. Are you taking a shot at my rugs?
I'm not taking a shot at it. I'm saying those rugs were pretty worn, and they were. If you were hoping that they were worth something, they're probably not.
She's like, tough luck, buddy.
I'm just making a constructive comment, Doug.
Really.
I'm not criticizing anything.
Yes, I stayed at your free dump.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
So Roberta and I over the years have exchanged.
Actually,
our
it was
homes.
A very, very comfortable house.
I stayed at her place in New Orleans and in New York any number of times, and I'm happy to extend. I mean, that's what friends are for.
She didn't let me stay at her house.
Matter of fact, Bob is there today and tomorrow before I get out there on Thursday. Anyway, yeah, rugs are really. You talk about thieves. Man, these guys, they are thieves. I was looking at some rugs yesterday.
In Morocco?
I need here. I went to a place yesterday that has all kinds of rugs. I didn't bring Meredith. She wasn't around. I wouldn't buy one unless she looked at it and said, oh, yeah, that looks like. But she may or may not know whether they're worth any more money. She's got more expensive rugs than I do. But I like rugs. But I can't tell you that I can. I know the difference between a Persian rug, an Indian rug, an Egyptian rug. You know, they give you this all shwerba. And I'm looking at this pile of rugs on the floor, and they're all the same size. One of them's 4,500, the other one's 1,400. And I said, what's the difference? He says, well, can't you tell by looking at the texture? I said, no.
You know where I buy my rugs? I've bought three awesome, awesome Oriental-style rugs at the Salvation Army Family Thrift Store.
Really?
I paid between $39 and $59 per rug. And they are awesome. I had them professionally cleaned by a friend of mine here in New Orleans who has a rug cleaning business. And he says, these rugs are fantastic. He says, how much did you pay for them? I said, $49. He said, oh, my goodness.
What is this? What is the place called?
Salvation Army.
Salvation Army Family Thrift Store.
All right, I'm going to.
I buy some of my best furniture and rugs there. And
by the way, if you ever are in New Orleans and you pull up to a stoplight and you see Roberta panhandling in the middle of the island.
Feet up in a dumpster. That's Roberta.
43 after you're on Good Day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our Better Business Bureau A-plus rated tax attorneys and enrolled agents will review your case for free and give you a low price guaranteed quote to get you protected today. Call U.S. Tax Shield now, 800-547-0193, 800-547-0193.
Fruits and veggies in a capsule. That's right. Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies capsules maintain 10 servings of 31 different 100% whole fruits and veggies. They are powerful antioxidants, enhance your immune system, and most importantly, have no synthetic extracts or fillers.
Call now to find out how you can get your free set of fruits and veggies. Call toll free, 800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com and be sure to enter promo code GD.
This report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. For many, the American dream means financial independence. But is that a realistic goal for all of us? Most Americans consider themselves financially savvy, but a closer look at their finances doesn't always reflect their perceived understanding. According to a new study by Fifth Third Bank, financial independence was cited as a goal for over 80% of respondents. But for many Americans, staggering debt, poor retirement planning, and insufficient savings stand in the way of attaining that goal. 70% of Americans have some form of debt, yet 30% have no plan to pay it off. Jada Grandy, Senior Vice President, Fifth Third Bank.
Financial planning is one of the most important things you can do in life. From our survey results, we found that Americans are generally knowledgeable about basic financial concepts. The gap is applying that knowledge to personal behaviors in order to empower themselves for the future.
For more information, visit www.53.com/life.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This weekend at Guitar Center, get a free gift card with the purchase of select guitars, keys, and drum kits. Grab the gear you need to make music and get up to a $40 gift card free with your purchase. Get a $30 gift card with select keyboard purchases over $2.99. Purchase a select acoustic or electric guitar over $3.99 and get a $40 gift card. Or get a $30 gift card with the purchase of select acoustic or electric drum kits. Come get your free gift card at Guitar Center's Free with Purchase event this weekend only, in-store and online.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business.
Exactly.
Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
46 half the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. Okay, so you heard the story earlier, the security footage that's all over the internet of the Metro Police in D.C. chasing after a suspect that went into a Five Guys kitchen during the early morning hours and managed to fix
himself.
He
was hungry.
Yeah, he was hungry. All right, so anyway, this is very interesting. To that gentleman, this is the president of Wayback Burgers that owns Five Guys or Brothers or whatever they call it. To that gentleman, I'd like to say that we all make mistakes. From committing this illegal act to your choice of burgers, I strongly encourage you to do the right thing and turn yourself in right away. And this is where it gets kind of interesting. After you take accountability for your actions, Wayback Burgers will give you free burgers for a year. It's not too late to turn it around based on what you did.
Do the right thing.
Do the right thing.
I'm going to go break into a burger place.
There you go.
Yeah, what a reward, right? You get a year free.
Yeah, a year free burgers, yeah. All right. There's a war going on between the French and the Italians over the publishing of a recipe for pasta carbonara. I would have thought that's an Italian dish, Roberta.
It is. It is an Italian dish. It's pasta carbonara. But the French published this one-pot recipe, and it started Carbonara Gate, or the Carbonara Wars, apparently, between the French and the Italians.
Okay.
Because the Italians say, you cannot make this dish in one pot. It's an atrocity. You cannot do it. And it has caused an enormous stir in Italy. In fact, they forced the French to take down the recipe video that they had published.
How did they do that?
Because what they did is they made the pasta carbonara is made with bacon or pancetta, which is sautéed first, and then you boil the spaghetti in a separate pot, and then you mix it in with the spaghetti, mix the bacon in with the spaghetti, and then you put a raw egg, and you have to, there's a special way of mixing that raw egg in so it doesn't wind up with being like scrambled eggs with spaghetti, that it makes it a creaminess. You add just the right amount of pasta water. There's a way of doing it, but the French had this recipe where you stick everything in one pot. You're basically boiling the bacon, boiling the spaghetti, boiling the egg, and the Italians, you cannot believe the amount of brouhaha that this caused in Italy. Even one of their top newspapers, it would kind of be like the New York Times coming out and saying, no, this is wrong. This is the recipe you should have. And they put it on the front page. They had some top Italian chefs going, the French are absolutely wrong with this. This is horrible. Don't make it this way. And they forced the French to take down the recipe.
How do they do that? They sue them?
Well, actually, it was all connected with the pasta maker Barilla. And the video that was put up in France actually has some connection to Barilla, but the Barilla didn't have any editorial control over it. So Barilla kind of put the pressure on him and said, hey, this is really wrong. You cannot make pasta carbonara this way. You know, the Italians, this is a classic Italian dish, and they're very fussy about how it's made. But to think that it caused an international scene, that a bowl of spaghetti caused an international scene
spaghetti.
Between the French and the Italians.
It's spaghetti. Forget the spaghetti. All right, Roberta, thank you for that on-the-scene live report. 51 after our good day.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffens Good Day program, Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour, with our friend Greg Stebbin, who is the technology editor at Men's Health Magazine, here to spend some time talking about your pal and mine, Mark Zuckerberg, and all the exciting things that are happening for those of us who are Facebook persons. And stand by for that info here on Good Day.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party. Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place run smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so this is all things Facebook, apparently, Greg, starting with their 10-year plan. CEO and founder Mark Zuckerberg taking the stage yesterday at their F8 Developers Conference to kick off the event with a look to the future. What does he see in the future?
I watched it all on Facebook. Where did you see it?
I didn't see it. I'm looking at a report. I probably would find better things to do with my time than sit there and watch him yak away. Although it is interesting because Facebook is trying to keep itself relevant. That's really what this is about, right? The stock value and all that other stuff. This guy doesn't want to kiss off his $18 billion in value with Facebook.
Well, I mean, that's a company's job every day, right, is to keep itself relevant. And,
yeah.
It should come as a surprise to no one that if Facebook has a 10-year plan, then the plan is going to be to get you to use Facebook more and more and other online and mobile services less and less.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something we should all think about for a lot of reasons, including if we're using any kind of services more and more that involve staring at a screen. It means spending less and less of our lives, living our lives and doing things like moving around and talking to people, you know, that are sitting across the table from us.
I thought it was interesting his focus on Smart Al, the bot that he's got that's supposed to be able to talk to customers. That's what we want, is a robot that can now. That's those of you who want $15 an hour to work, here's your replacement. His name is Al, and he's a bot that talks to customers at the Burger King. So we don't need you anymore, basically, right?
Well, my guess is that the Facebook version of this will not take your order at Burger King. It's going to help deal with a customer service problem online. But, yeah, I mean, I think you're – look, I mean, technology – this is a dance that's been going on for a long time. You know, replace humans with machines. Machines are more efficient. They're cheaper. They don't demand an hourly wage.
They're going to go on strike like the Verizon guys are going on strike today.
Right, and then that creates other opportunities for people in other ways. And, you know, the trick is and always has been staying ahead of the ball and understanding, well, this is how the economy is changing. If I want to stay relevant, you know, we've moved from Facebook being relevant to each of us staying relevant,
right.
Then I need to learn certain skills.
Yeah, and it keeps you young. I thought it was interesting that they showed off a $30,000 virtual reality camera at this thing yesterday. There's all kinds of stuff. I don't know, you know, drones and satellites and all that other stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, a 10-year plan, look how much has changed in the last 10 years.
Yes.
You know, there were no iPhones 10 years ago. There were no iPads.
They're going to sell tickets. Ticketmaster is going to use their Facebook page now to interface with people to buy tickets to whatever event it is you want to go to. Maybe go to a concert, to a movie, whatever it is, you can buy those now on Facebook under his 10-year plan. What do you think of that?
And I would imagine there will come a point where you will buy tickets to attend things on Facebook.
Really?
Like, sure, like paying to watch TV, only you'll pay Facebook instead of a TV network.
There we go. All right, the Ticketmaster story is one prominent item that's at DougStephan.com today. Greg Stephan, happy to have you here with us as usual from Men's Health Magazine. Our good day.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.